Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Welcome back, friends. It's Gerald. Thanks for joining me on this, the third Sunday in Lent. This past Wednesday was the feast day of St. Joseph, and annually I journey for 33 days of prayer and reflection that culminates on a day of consecration to St. Joseph. As many may recall, Father Donald Calloway visited our parish last month, and I was able to talk to him briefly about his book, The Consecration of St. Joseph. And yes, I got the book signed and a photo opportunity. But I really thanked him for his continuing vocation to bring more of the faithful to get to know St. Joseph. St. Joseph is known to have said no words in the Bible, yet his courage and obedience to God is a faith unmatched. He possessed virtues we can aspire to as long as we too are faithful. You may have heard the phrase in Latin, ite ad Joseph, or go to Joseph in Genesis 41:55. It is also inscribed on the base of the statue of St. Joseph in front of the oratory in Montreal. If you have a strong devotion to St. Joseph, I would highly recommend a pilgrimage to this holy place founded by St. André Bicet, who obtained many miraculous healings through the intercession of St. Joseph. Well, through his divinity, by day one of the consecration to St. Joseph, I was at the height of our parish confirmation retreat near Huntsville with 300 teens and core members. It was an awesome weekend. And I have yet to come down off that mountain. So today, I wanted to take a few moments to reflect on St. Joseph as it relates to this week's reading from Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 through 8. Then the Lord said, I have seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, and I know their sufferings. Therefore, I have come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians, and lead them out of that land into good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So God's actions reveal his compassionate nature. He responds to the suffering of his people with decisive and miraculous interventions, demonstrating his power and faithfulness. This narrative prefigures the ultimate salvation brought by Jesus Christ, who delivers humanity from sin and death through his sacrificial love. The story of St. Joseph saving Jesus and Mary from Herod is a testament to his obedience, courage, his faithfulness, and protective role as the head of the Holy Family. After being warned by an angel in a dream, St. Joseph fled to Egypt with Mary and the infant Jesus to escape Herod's massacre of innocent children. This act highlights St. Joseph's strong and steady faith and trust in God's plan, making him a model of virtue and fatherly care. St. Joseph saved Jesus and Mary from Herod, and the account of God's delivering the Israelites from Pharaoh reveals beautiful truths about God's strong and steady providence and love. Both stories undermine the importance of trust in God's plan and the obedience of those called to act as instruments of his salvation. St. Joseph's obedient response to God's divinity mirrors the faith and courage of Moses, both acting to protect and lead God's people in times of despair. Egypt, a land of safety for the Holy Family, and a place of enslavement for the Israelites, highlights God's plan, providing safety while ultimately calling his people to freedom. Reflecting on God's saving actions in Exodus again encourages us to trust in his providence and love, even in the face of suffering and adversity. It reminds us of the importance of faith in obedience, as exemplified by Moses and the Israelites in experiencing God's saving grace. We too are called to trust in God's guidance and respond with faith when faced with life trials, knowing he is always working for our salvation. Paul says in his epistle to the Corinthians that God's saving deeds in Exodus were written down for us, the church, and intended as a prelude and foreshadowing of our own baptism by water. It is our liberation from sin, our feeding with spiritual food and drink. Like the Israelites in our own wilderness, we stumble into evil desires, we fall into grumbling, and we forget all of his benefits. Jesus calls us today to repentance. The Greek term is also known as metanoia, and not of a one-time change of heart, but an ongoing daily transformation of our lives. Once again, let us hear a response from one of our incarcerated brothers in white. He says, "In Exodus, we read that God has seen and heard the cries of his people and is now going to deliver them from the hands of the Egyptians. You might be asking, how could we apply this scripture into our lives? So I'll tell you. I know there are times in our life where we have prayed to God for help to deliver us from struggles we might be facing, and yet feel hopeless when we see nothing is changing. But just like in the scripture, God does hear us and sees everything we're doing, everything we're going through. God chose a specific time during his people's afflictions to help them against Pharaoh and showed his glory. So we must call to mind that everything is always done in his time for our good. I could assure you that in unexpected ways, God will bring you blessings you didn't even dream will come your way. We must always remain faithful and never lose hope and trust that God is always ready to help. So continue on your journey walking with the Lord and know what great love he has for you. Wait for his justice and mercy like the early followers of old. God is watching and we are waiting patiently." Wow, so blessed. What a beautiful response, huh? Okay, so I challenge you this week to live as St. Joseph lived, trusting God's promises and be a steadfast source of light and guidance to those around us, even when it disrupts our own. Do this in silent leadership of showing integrity, compassion, steadfastness, and vigilance, specifically by staying close to the sacraments, pray without ceasing, and being a living witness to God's love and mercy. My hope, our hope, is we can inspire others to follow the path out of the desert and into eternal salvation. Now, will you join me in prayer? First, just take a deep breath. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Saint Joseph, who possessed and adored Jesus in human form, Jesus resembled you in his way of working, in his way of speaking, in his attention and eye for detail, and he advanced in wisdom and age and grace before God and men. Let us reflect on the influences you had upon him. Let us get to know you more, Saint Joseph, by showing integrity, compassion, steadfastness, and vigilance in our daily walk. For us who believe in the Eucharist is to encounter him in a new way and draw others to get to know him. So get to know St. Joseph, and we will find Jesus. Talk to St. Joseph, and we will find our Blessed Mother Mary. And as we begin this week to celebrate the Annunciation of our Lord, let us too be like Blessed Mother Mary and say yes to the beginning of God's plan of salvation. Amen. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.